Poster number 9. Whaling from 1645 to 1700. The first whalers sailed from England and Holland to the Arctic Sea near the islands of Spitsbergen and Jan Mayen. Thanks to the whaling expertise of Basque whalers, many whales were caught. Large iron pots, called tripods, were established on Spitsbergen to cook out the oil. The oil, meat, blubber, bean plates, and skin were all valuable. Soon businessmen from Hamburg saw the business opportunities and fitted their own ships for whaling. After Rømer's commercial fleet was destroyed in 1644, the local sailors took hire on whaling ships from both Holland and Hamburg. The journey from Rømer to the ports of departure began in February. The night before St. Peter's Day, the 22nd of February, is called Persauten. On this evening, the people of the island bid farewell to its sailors by lighting bonfires, called gaild, all along the coast. This was done on all the islands in the Wadden Sea. This is a tradition that lives on today. The sailors from Rømer proved themselves to be very good whalers and advanced to important positions aboard the ships from Hamburg, while the Dutch did not allow foreigners to advance aboard their ships. Many became harpooners, who manned the small whale boats from which they threw the harpoon as hard as they could deep into the side of the whale, a job that required great power and skill. After the kill, the whale was then pulled over to the side of the large whaling ship, where they were cut up by flensers. Many sailors of these were also from Rømer. The first whaling captain from Rømer, Hans Nielsen from Jura, had Hamburg as his port of departure in the 1660s. In 1675, an entire fleet of 83 whaling ships departed from Hamburg for the Arctic Sea. Nearly 300 whaling ships from a number of countries participated, and thousands of whales were caught. Little wonder that fewer and fewer whales were caught as the century came to a close. On top of that, a series of wars, especially the Great Nordic War from 1700 to 1721, caused problems for the whaling industry. The number of whaling expeditions fell dramatically. Problems from the overfishing of whales was compensated by catching seals and walruses, as their blubber also could be turned into oil, and their skins were very valuable. In the beginning, this sort of fishing was just a supplementary activity for the large whaling ships. But as they had large crew, and therefore lacked the flexibility to change their catch, it was more economical to use smaller boats for this fishery. Especially small galeots, as pictured on poster number 11. Activities had now moved on from Spitsbergen to Greenland, some of it all the way to David Straits, west of Greenland. They were called Greenland Farers.